So Venerable Geshe-la has given this beautiful explanation. It is like being guided in a meditation on the common and uncommon path. The object of meditation, so we're going to go through many meditations, it's beautiful. The object that we're finally going to reach is actual Tantra. The object of meditation is Tantra. So according to NKT tradition, receiving the empowerment is like being guided in a meditation that leads to Tantra. It is so beneficial and beautiful, step by step. Then you can continually practice after the empowerment, because we understand the stages of the empowerment and how those are reflected in our daily meditation practice. So with each topic, I'll pause. And if you wish, you can meditate at that point. And don't worry if you can't, or you've nodded off. Don't worry, you still receive the empowerment, because from my side, through my guru at my heart, you'll still receive all the blessings of this empowerment. That's not encouragement, by the way. That's just in case. So during the empowerment, just the empowerment itself, you have the opportunity to transform your mind from ordinary to a special Dharma realization. You have that opportunity. So you can deeply enjoy the empowerment. So our conclusion is that in the NKT, it's so helpful to know these things, that empowerments are part of profound meditation program. Being guided in the common and uncommon paths to actual Tantra. So as I mentioned, the empowerment that's being granted today is the empowerment of Aryatara. I'm not sure she needs much introduction, because New Kadampus have a very special relationship with Tara. We love her. We love her. Many people said to me they were coming to this festival because they want this empowerment. They love Tara. So it's wonderful. And we'll explore this special connection. So first we should know who Aryatara is. Tara is a female Buddha who is the manifestation of the wind element of all Buddhas. So the wind element of all Buddhas, completely purified wind element of all Buddhas, appears as our holy common mother, Aryatara. So she's a female Buddha. And in our tradition, we may know of three female enlightened beings: Aryatara, Great Mother Prajnaparamita, and Venerable Vajrayogini. We should know these three female enlightened beings are one person. That's fantastic. Because if we're close to Tara, we're close to Great Mother Prajnaparamita, and we're naturally close to Venerable Vajrayogini. So beautiful. We commonly use the name Tara in Sutra, and for us also in Action Tantra. Great Mother Prajnaparamita in Action Tantra, and Vajrayogini in Highest Yoga Tantra. But they are the same person with different aspects and different functions. So I would say that's important for us to learn and to know, because our relationship with Tara naturally leads us into the paths of Highest Yoga Tantra.